The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. And with me today on the 6th day of August, 2018, is Steve Elkins down there in God's waiting room.
Well, the time is flying, isn't it, John?
Yeah.
August. August. Kids are going back to school already. They're trying to push that agenda there, the mandatory vaccines for the kids.
And, yeah, they got to figure out what to do with the high school down there in Florida that, they're not going to put up metal detectors on all the entrances because it's not practical.
Well, you notice they backed off that clear backpack. You heard about that, right?
No, but...
Yeah, clear backpack, so they could see everything in your backpack, but not like you couldn't hide a gun or wrap it in a towel and put it in a clear backpack. Some idiot thought this one up. And
but what has wiped it, the real talking point was, what do we do about people that perpetrate violence in schools, no matter where it comes from, whether it's some whacked out individual, whether it's somebody on SSRIs that literally have lost their mind and floated into a realm that is not reality, and they acted out. But what's the solution there? Well, it was offered. Yeah. Allow the teachers to take training courses, and the offer was made from Front Sight that any teacher from any district, it didn't matter, you wanted to come in. Yeah. And they could have through that membership, but they could have received tactical training if they so desired. They could have been the best, handgun toting bad boy, don't mess with me person on the face of the planet. That was a more practical and realistic approach to the problem, rather than talking about clear backpacks or X-ray machines, whatever the case may be. Francis in North Carolina, let me take this call, and then I'm going to play you what has happened to SGT. So you get the idea, folks, here. You know, even though personally I don't like Alex Jones because of what he's personally done to me, that's not the point of this. The point is not to ostracize and jump on the bandwagon to dump Alex Jones, because I see the implications here. I've seen them for a very long time, and I've asked that very question. How long are we going to be allowed to stay on air? And there's one thing that Alex didn't do a whole lot of, and that was banging the very people that control the media in this country. Oh, holy mackerel. And what have we quietly done throughout the years? Folks, we've explained the problems as we see them and tried to explain them to you for a better and greater understanding. That's what I thought we were supposed to be doing. Francis, go ahead. You're on.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
I'm obviously coming in on the tail end of this whole court scenario with Jones and so forth, but my question is this, aside from that scenario with him, is regarding Sandy Hook and the fiasco that turned out to be, what kind of a bearing is this going to have on Wolfgang Halvig and his investigation, or the hindrance thereof and so forth, ad nauseam, as far as this legal action is concerned or non-legal action is concerned?
Okay, I'm missing the question. Rephrase that, Francis.
What
I've got an answer for it.
Okay, go ahead, Steve. If you got it, go.
Yeah, I understand what she's talking about. What impact is this going to have on anybody who questions the official story? And Halbig has been gone. They've gone after Halbig before, and they still are. He's had numerous problems with lawsuits against him. What this is going to do, if they're successful in doing this against Alex Jones, what this is going to do is that this is going to stifle. This is going to completely shut down investigative journalism. Anybody who says, well, you know, I need to look into this, they're going to say, no, you can't. This is going to really hurt investigative journalism. Anybody who's an investigator who wants to find out the truth, this is going to clearly impact them and the ability to do their job to investigate and find the truth. So if they shut down one of the big ones, Jim Fetzer's under attack. Halbig's under attack. Anybody who questions the official story is going to be under attack, big time.
Absolutely.
Then in that case, it sounds like what Jones did really did not help Halbig or anybody else for that matter that's doing any sort of investigative journalism regarding about what really happened or didn't happen at those sites per se. So. I hate to say it, a lot of people may respect Jones, but quite frankly, I think he should have kept his mouth shut or stick a foot into it.
Let me say one thing. He is the third person to be gone after. He's the latecomer in this whole thing of censorship and scrubbing. He's the last one so far. I don't know who's next on the list, if anybody here is, but they've gone after Fetzer first. They went after Halbig. They went after several others. They want to go after the big kingpin here, as they claim that he is the big kingpin in independent media because he has quite a few stations. He has a lot of listeners.
No stations, no more.
Yeah, but they want to take down the big guy first. If they can take down the big guy, man, those little guys are
scared. Or the guy that always proclaimed that he was the big guy.
True.
See, but fellas, look at it this way. There's only one main reason why they're going after a so-called big fish like Jones, and that's because where his funds came in from, how he obtained it, whose tushy he had to kiss to get it to start with, to build that up to begin with. So, quite frankly, he kissed the wrong tail the wrong way, and guess what? Now they're going after his tail as a result. But that should not have a bearing on actual legitimate investigative journalists, for that matter, especially someone like Wolfgang Halbig, that actually dealt with security issues regarding a public school system, for that matter, since that was in his background originally. Jones, on the other hand, didn't have that sort of thing. So, quite frankly, there's no real bearing of what they're doing with Jones that can have on him.
Well, basically, Jones is the messenger from Fetzer and Halbig and others. He's carrying the message of what he's learned through these investigators, and that's what they want to stop, the messenger.
Francis, I thank you for your call.
Sorry.
Have a great one. Later. I'm out of here.
Well, let me play this by SGT. Ready, Mike?
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so much for tuning in, and a very special thanks to my patrons who are helping to keep us afloat since YouTube now wants to demonetize all of our videos once again. And ever since the unwarranted termination of and subsequent reinstatement of my YouTube channel 48 hours later, I have suspected that YouTube has been somehow capping the views on my videos or shadow banning my videos from viewers. On three of my four last videos, views have been down 40 to 60% from multi-month averages, and total comments have been down that much too. Well, tonight I can stop speculating and provide you with some proof that YouTube is indeed shadow banning both the SGT Report main YouTube channel and my backup channel from anyone who uses the YouTube app on their phone. Stay tuned. On April 26th, conservative social media personalities and Trump supporters Lynette Hardaway and Rochelle Richardson, better known as Diamond and Silk, appeared before the House Judiciary Committee to speak at a hearing on the filtering practices of social media platforms. Facebook censored our free speech, said Hardaway, and if the shoe was on the other foot and Mark Zuckerberg was a conservative and we were liberals, all chains would have broke loose. You know it, and I know it, Hardaway said.
Mark Zuckerberg said that they was in direct communication with us. that like they had spoken to us. They did not do that.
But of course, the chilly reception of Diamond and Silk's testimony by the mainstream Mockingbird media included this charge from Business Insider that their claims of censorship had been quote-unquote debunked. The bias of the mainstream Mockingbird media against conservative ideals has never been more obvious and documentable, as the New York Times' recent hiring and defense of hiring longtime racist, white people-hating bigot Sarah Zhang proves. YouTube's Black Pigeon Speaks summed up that debacle quite sufficiently on Sunday.
So, recently hired journalist for the New York Times, Sarah Jiang has found herself, depending on who you read or listen to be outed as an extreme bigot for her years-long record of, well, bigoted posts about white people. Or she is at the center of an internet bullying campaign because her racism is not racism, because whites and only whites can be racist. Over the course of several years, she has posted tweet after tweet after tweet laced with hatred and vitriol for white people, and especially white men. However, when this was brought to the attention of the New York Times, they responded that this fab, their words, not mine, this fab new employee, because she is an Asian woman, is subject to online harassment, and supposedly by spewing her racist and bigoted views, it was her way to respond to her harassers.
And then there's the President of the United States voicing concerns of his own that Twitter has been shadow banning prominent Republicans. Not good, the President tweeted. We will look into this discriminatory and illegal practice at once. Many complaints. And there's the point. Leave it to POTUS to hit the nail on Big Brother's head. Discrimination is illegal. And while political speech itself is not protected under the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits employers from making job decisions based on race, color, national origin, religion, or sex, political views aren't covered by those laws or the laws of most states. However, one should ask, is it legal for YouTube to promote and monetize one political ideology while using dirty tricks like shadow banning or terminating the channels whose political ideologies they don't agree with? Is it legal to operate the world's largest town square but only allow liberal views to be expressed? YouTube should be aware that political discrimination may be illegal on religious grounds. I am a Christian, and most of the views I express on my channel are quite the opposite of the views one might get from another alternative news media channel like The Young Turks. Many of the views and the analysis I share on my SGT Report channels are based on my Christian belief system, the same belief system that led the founders to give us our Constitution and Bill of Rights. And according to NOLO.com, the legal encyclopedia, an employer that fires Christian employees for attending a Right to Life march, but shows no interest in other employees' political views, might be making decisions based on religious beliefs rather than political beliefs, which is illegal. Stay tuned. This issue is about to blow up, and I'm asking President Trump to include YouTube along with Twitter as he vows to look into the discriminatory and illegal practice of shadow banning. Because here's what YouTube has been doing to my two YouTube channels. These two videos were sent to me by a trusted friend who uses the YouTube app on his Android phone. And as you watch this, please check to see if the same thing is happening to you. And leave your comment below.
Hey Sean, this is Eric. I just want to take this video on my wife's phone so I can show you what I'm seeing here. Here I am on YouTube. When I go to SGT Report, because I'm subscribed to you, it's showing all your videos there, and the backup is there, and everything looks recent. And when I go on my phone, here I am on YouTube, the YouTube app on my phone, when I press your channel there, there's no videos on the backup channel. I can try to refresh it. There's no videos. Now, if I go to your full channel, the last video on there is from 2 weeks ago. So, I was like, what is all that about? Sean, one last weird thing. I'm on my YouTube on my
there's a problem. The problem is that these are all privately owned formats, folks, whether it's Apple is a corporation, $1 trillion, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, any of these are privately owned. And we can scream discrimination. They're not going to hear that, because if you take a look at their channels, Antifa, there isn't anything that on Facebook or Apple that you can't see that they say. They're not reining them in for community standard, which tells you the standard of the people, the watchers that are watching, what their standards are really about. This is about censorship, folks. Remember, you know, let's not get lost in minutia here. We're still dealing with the globalists that want total control. And the only way that you have total control and submission by people not only of this country but worldwide is by limiting their access to ideas, the marketplace of ideas. And I think we had a pretty good one here, Steve, with a constitution, not a democracy, a republic, and a Bill of Rights, and all of that. So, Daniel,
you know,
yeah, go
I'm
ahead.
Just doing a I'm doing a research right here real quick. I haven't heard from Dave, the X-22 report. You've heard of Dave, X-22?
Yeah.
The financial guy? Mm-hmm. He's gone. He's off of rents. He used to be on rents all the time. And he was the guy telling you what was going on with financial markets and the manipulation. And he appears to be gone here. I got to find this guy because he's actually pretty sharp.
Through attrition, whether it be age. You know, I was talking to Charlotte Iserby. I had a two-hour conversation. She called me last night. Mm-hmm. And her son was, they tried to kill him. He created a website. Put the information up of who the true Illuminists are, a bunch of information and names and dates and places and things like that there that they didn't want out there. They tried to kill him twice. They put a bullet in him. They thought they killed him. And Charlotte Iserby, she is an old school. She was a political operative from way back. The woman is 86 years old, and she said, John, how they get to you? Is they go after your pets or your family or whatever they can to intimidate you. I had a very nice conversation with this lady. At any rate, let me go to Daniel in British Columbia. Hello, Daniel.
Oh, hi there, guys. Yeah, I want to talk real quickly. My background on Sandy Hook probably had about 1 million views on YouTube. Probably spent 500 hours conservatively studying it. And, you know, almost cost me a relationship, staying up all night kind of digging into it. And Alex Jones, if anything, he is a detriment to finding out the truth. He's kept talking about the two-shooter possibility, which was just part of the drill. That's just part of the drill. The Sandy Hook parents, they had state troopers outside their door to guard against the regular media, or so we were told. But then on the next day, one of them is standing in front of a microphone. He gets caught laughing. And this guy's daughter was apparently murdered
the day before,
and he's laughing. Yeah. Yeah, Robbie Parker. There's a big spray paint on the Sandy Hook parking lot from aerial footage. It says CBYD, call before you dig. This thing was a dead school. It was completely closed down. It was full of mold, all kinds of other issues. Google Earth even censored Sandy Hook, the parking lot, because they didn't want to show that there was any cars in the parking lot.
Well, and see, Daniel, you said you've spent 500 hours looking into this. I'm in agreement with you. There are fundamental and real questions that need to be asked, but they weren't allowed to be asked. And the problem I'm having with this whole thing is that take a look at the operations. We call them false flags. Take a look at the nightclub shooting down in Florida with the gay club. You know, what they caught the paid actors, have them on film, parading in front of cameras, carrying people back and forth, supposedly a place that almost 50 people were killed in. Whether you're
talking with Las Vegas.
Yeah. Right. Well, hang on 1 second. Let me take this break. 800-313-9443. only what's at stake here, folks. I can't guarantee you the outcome of the battle, but I can guarantee you one thing. You've got to be in the battle to fight the war, and don't take yourself out of it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. Is that a call for air? Daniel? Go ahead.
Yeah, just another mention about Wolfgang Halbig. His biggest question was why the EMT helicopters were never called. I mean, he's not even a journalist. Neither was James Tracy.
Yeah.
Well, and the effect of this, Daniel... Who in the public didn't believe the Sandy Hook story? Who in the public didn't believe in the gay nightclub shooting? Who in the public didn't believe the Las Vegas shooting? The Boston bombing?
Nobody.
Well, and there's the problem. How many people believed that JFK was killed by Lee Harvey Oswald? Yeah. And I haven't seen anybody
They see the emotional evidence is what we're shown. I mean, Jack Ruby shot Oswald because he didn't want to put Jackie through that trial. Like, we're given these BS excuses every single time. Yeah. Look at the Las Vegas shooter. I mean, they finally show some CCTV footage of the guy, and you can't even make them out. It's so grainy, and we're talking about the world's top casinos telling us that this is the best CCTV footage that they have.
And then we discovered, Daniel, we discovered there was two women in his room when the actual cops broke into it.
Yeah.
I mean,
and Daniel, what about the thousands of rounds that should have been on the floor, the shells? We didn't see that. You know, the things didn't match up. And you know what? I saw that Sandy Hook thing, and there's a lot of things in the medical field I did not see, you should have seen, which is oxygen on these people who came out. If somebody survived, somebody should have been on oxygen. You would have seen mass trousers to keep blood pressure up. You would have seen a lot of different things. And you're right. No helicopter support, nothing. They didn't have the response of, you know, when these things go down, I'll tell you right now, the first thing an officer does who's on the scene, when there's victims, he makes that call to dispatch. Dispatch calls the hospital, and they start getting beds ready. They start getting things ready in the ER for mass traumas coming in, getting prepared. I kid you not. They go into full mode fast. We got to get things going. We got traumas coming in. We got a bunch of kids. This is serious. None of that ever happened.
Yeah, and Daniel, my take when talking about aerial footage or the lack thereof or medevacs or anything else, we did see the black-clad individual beaten feet to the woods. We were never really told who that guy was.
Yeah, they identified some guy who said he was going to make gingerbread houses with his kid around Christmas time. This is part of the drill. You know, it was part of the stage scenario. If you Google all the Photoshop that they used for Sandy Hook, just to make these victims appear with other people that they really shouldn't have been with, you'll be there all day. But Alex Jones, this guy's got to stick to his guns and say either he believes it was fake and here's why, or he doesn't believe it was, he thinks it was real, and drop the case and save his millions of dollars, because it's all down to money. They're just trying to use the legal system to break the guy.
Well,
but he should stand up.
Right. And we've seen other legal issues he's dealt with, such as his divorce. Well, that was public. His ex-wife basically said that, look, this guy's over the top. He's out of control. And the attorneys and Alex Jones came up with the defense that I am only an actor. I am only playing a role. You know, prior to the show today, there were some people here in the network. I said, am I any different off air than I am on? And the consensus is, no, you're the same. Well, there's a good reason for that, because I am the same. I don't have to have any pretense or an imminent front of some sort or some kind of image that I want to project. What kind of image went out to the public when he did the Pierce Morgan deal? I would have loved to have had the opportunity to sit down and talk about gun control with this guy, to talk to the audience. Alan Dershowitz was waiting in the wings to come up and discuss things with Alex Jones. Alex didn't want to have anything to do with Alan. He just made a fool out of himself, got basically thrown out of the studio, and that was it. What purpose does it serve if you're there for a cause and your cause is just to reason with the people that are watching you? You want their understanding. You want to make your point. And it's been very, very difficult. Now, here's the other thing that I mentioned last hour. You want to talk about Mac Daddy of false flags? It has been suggested to me. I'm not saying that I am down with this theory. But as I said, the way you control the opposition is you lead it. How do you not know? How do you not know that this whole Alex Jones persona, it's made up? It has an intended shelf life. It has a very bad end. Now, that is something that I don't want to contemplate, but that is a possibility. You control the opposition by taking over the leadership.
When I first heard that he met with Abraham Fox from the ADL, I was pretty much finished with Jones, even though I sort of cut my teeth in sort of conspiracy theory with him with Oklahoma City. Anyways, talk to you later. Thank you.
All right. Hey, thank you. I appreciate it, Daniel. Sounds to me like him spending hours on the internet almost cost him a relationship there. Mm-hmm. We'll take the break. 800-313-9443. I want to get around to Kurt Nimmo's article about this, and I think it sums it up the best. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Back. Folks, this is about the globalists, them wanting their world order, trying to carve out politically, economically, in any way that they can. Those that just want to live life, the gift that was given to us by God, but not by them, is not theirs to control. We are not subjects to them. That we have this wonderful thing called life in which to live, albeit so very, very brief. It's still our lives. And there are those that want to subjugate and control and to censor and to shut down. Steve, I absolutely have no idea how I'm going to pay the bills this month. I have asked people, if you believe in what we're doing, if you feel that we have a legitimate voice that needs to stay up, you need to help support us. We've been trying different ways. We're coming up with a new store, thanks to my friend in Michigan that's constructed this whole thing. We're going to have a new store, and he says it's going to be ready by Friday. That's one of the avenues that we will use to help fund ourselves. But it used to be primarily through advertising, of which has all but dried up. So we are in a position that our ability to fund ourselves has been severely whacked. We've been working under this for over 10 years. And prior to that year, my network was stripped and almost laid to rest, almost buried. But I'm a stubborn guy. I said, no, not now, not ever. And I picked up the little pieces we had left over and rebuilt, only to be smack dab in the middle of the greatest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind, by the financial powers, the very ones behind the wonderful idea of globalism. Wow. We have enemies out there, folks, and they are way up the food chain. Now, one of the subjects that I would have loved to have seen other talk show hosts with a great amount of exposure talk about, almost to ad nauseum level, would be the Federal Reserve. But no, we have to pick certain issues and points, and, well, it is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it wasn't unexpected. What was not exactly predictable is how they would go after individuals or organizations, but we have seen it across the spectrum. Chick-fil-A, okay, Chick-fil-A, owned by a Christian group, that they were, and their conservative views, the people that aren't open on Sundays, by the way, the blue laws were done away with. But you will not find a Chick-fil-A in this country anywhere that's open on a Sunday. They regard that as being the holy day, the Sabbath, and we're not going to participate, we're not going to cash in, we are going to go to church, and you should too. Well, the first restaurant opening up in Canada, well, they come under heavy fire. These are people that make chicken sandwiches, folks. They're under fire by Antifa and all the other lefties up there for opening up a restaurant in Canada. Where is that story by Kurt Nimmo? You post.
It's like the third one in the line of Alex Jones. There's like three of them in there. It's the third one.
That's what's that? There we go. Lefties. There we go. You're wrong. That's Paul Joseph Watson. At any rate, Kurt Nimmo. I got it. Apple has pulled the plug on Alex Jones, and this is Kurt Nimmo. He worked for him for 8 years. It scrubbed most of its content from its iTunes service. The trillion-dollar tech company says it will not support hate speech. Facebook followed suit and wiped the Alex Jones channel page, the Alex Jones page, the InfoWars page, and the InfoWars nightly news page from its platform. Last month, Google's YouTube shut down Alex. From a former crown jewel, the Operation Mockingbird, the Washington Post, they write, Apple has wiped iTunes and its podcasting app virtually clean of content by Alex Jones in one of the most aggressive moves by streaming services and technology companies against the conspiracy theorist and owner of the right-wing media platform InfoWars. He also adds the Twitter ads, info, and privacy. Kurt writes, this is almost funny coming from a news organization that pushed one of the most deadly conspiracy theories of modern times. Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, and after none were found, George Bush made a comedy routine out of the fact that Iraq didn't have nuclear and biological weapons programs. This hate speech resulted in the murder of more than 1.5 million people. Now that should qualify the Washington Post, which unquestioningly published war propaganda along with its sibling, the New York Times, as the king of fake news. Kurt writes, I don't claim to know what happened at Sandy Hook. However, questioning the official version of that event and others is not a hate crime, no matter how outrageous. Now lefties want to scrub Jones and his InfoWars from all social media. They would celebrate in the streets if Jones' internet connection was cut, but that, of course, wouldn't be enough. For these SJW zombies, they want Alex Jones in prison, maybe even dead. Alex Jones, he writes, I'm reading him verbatim, folks. These are not my words. Alex Jones is his own worst enemy. He courts this kind of publicity. Jones looks for the most outrageous and crazy stories in order to drive traffic to his website and his store. His support for Donald Trump is part of the drive to get more listeners and customers. I work for this man as an editor and journalist for 8 years. I know how he thinks. He loves the limelight and doesn't matter if the attention is positive or negative. It's about Alex Jones. Finally, this is a long-anticipated precedent that will spread like a California wildfire. The action against Jones will be used against others. I wager that within a year, many, if not most, of the more popular alt-right or new-right personalities will be dumped by the social media giants. If they can concentrate on the propaganda news stream, selfies, chili recipes, and puppy pictures. After the midterm elections and the inevitable accusation that Russia skewed the results by propagandizing the public, this purge will extend to the internet proper, and the end result will be more regulation designed to keep the truth from spreading. It will also be sold as a defensive move to save democracy, when in fact the result will be the exact opposite. Banning Alex Jones has very little to do with dead children or hate speech. It's about the government and its corporate partners taking back the media so it can resume the urgent task of propagandizing the American people and thus gain their ill-informed consensus for endless war and the perpetration of rigged economic and political systems. I know Kurt. I know he's a level-headed guy. Spoken to him a couple of different times. He was not happy with Alex Jones, nor I. But there was a point in Alex Jones's career where he stopped taking advice from his most trusted people. That was another mistake that he made. And that is unfortunate, but in fact, that is what actually happened.
Great. Hey, John?
Yeah, go ahead.
John? Donald Trump has a relationship in the past with Alex Jones, correct?
I know where you're going to go with this one.
No, I'm just wondering if has he taken a stand to support independent media, because we are batting for this guy to be successful,
I already know where you're going with it. Let me ask you this question.
Sure.
Do you think on the issue of Alex Jones, if the press asked the question, Jones was pulled off of these social medias because he's being sued and he didn't believe that Sandy Hook and children die, how close do you think politically Donald Trump is going to walk that walk?
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But free speech. I mean, he could defend it on free speech alone. Just as he defended his son meeting with somebody from Russia and colluding, talking, is not conspiring necessarily. But, I mean, we're talking about First Amendment rights here. And you have the right to pretty much say whatever you want to say as long as it's not threatening or physical bodily violence to somebody. I have the right to say, I disagree. I think this happened, and I'm not buying the story. And that's not hate speech. I have not threatened anybody. I've just said, I disagree with your opinion. That's not threatening.
Yeah.
And I would like to see him stand up to say, for the First Amendment, you have the right to disagree and say, if Alex Jones doesn't think Sandy Hook happened, that's fine. He has the right to think that. And yeah, he's not threatening by saying, I didn't believe it.
You know, the problem I always had with Alex Jones is it was his approach. And not understanding who mainstream media is and the influences they're under. He claimed that he did, but then would portray himself, you know, he had the intellect, but not the self-control. And I really got upset one day. I heard him on air say that I'm the leader of the Patriot community. I went ballistic, because there again, you're creating a figurehead that once you take that down, cut the head off of the snake and the snake dies. That this is more about our survival. It is more about the restoration of our republic. It is about the Constitution. It is about our very lives being able to live in freedom and liberty rather than talking about it in past tense. There were a lot of tools that were available to that guy, and he misused almost all of them. Greg in Arkansas. Hello, Greg.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
A suggestion, if I may. John, as the supreme leader of RBN, I know that you don't like to curtail anybody's speech. However, there's a certain G word that shall never be spoken again or referred to as a search engine. Otherwise, we're handing our friends and the people that we're trying to convince right into the hands of the enemy, knowing that all search results are skewed. And
you're speaking, of course, of Google.
word that shall never be spoken on RBN again.
Well,
new G word.
Okay, well, I understand and appreciate that. But again, Greg, let me remind you, these are all privately owned companies that make up their own rules.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying there's little bits that we can do that we can be disciplined about, and that includes all the listeners, too, that they are our enemy, and they are destroying us, and they, no matter who they're banning. And just a suggestion that if you can convince people on the network not to steer people that way, there are so many decent search engines out there, that the only way that we can cut the head off the snake is, you know, defund them and take their cash away and start a movement that we just don't ever speak the name again.
Well,
now, John, you and I use the same search engine, DuckDuckGo.com, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I use. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. That's it, guys. Thank you kindly for everything you're doing.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it. And we'd appreciate your monetary support as well. It's already a quarter of the way into the month of the year that's moving so damn fast, Steve, that I can scarcely believe it. But the coffers are empty. And we're asking for your continued support. Or if you've never supported us before, if you don't have an indication, you should do it now to keep us vibrant and live and upright. Well, then I don't know what will. Jeff in Georgia. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good. What's on?
Steve, how you doing?
What's up?
Good.
Hey, 100 years ago, and this may have already come up on your program earlier, I don't know, you had basically the Judeo-Bolsheviks shut down free speech. You know, the revolution against the Tsar was mostly Jewish, and one of the first things Lenin implemented was any anti-Semitism could be punishable by death.
Right.
The puppet masters, the Jewish cartel that runs everything, it looks like they're getting their arms around us. I'll be honest, John. I think it's a matter of time before they'll come at me.
Well, and, okay? You know, it's a matter of time that they'll come after everybody. Now, they'll consider the smart ones of getting the warning message and sitting down and closing their mouth permanently. You know, this is a trend. I spoke about this at length a couple of years ago when I started to talk about self-censorship, and people were doing it. Talk show hosts were doing it. There were certain subjects that they wouldn't go near because they didn't want to be painted with that broad brush that was being thrown about by the people that really wanted the control. And I begged and I implored people. I said, do you see what's happening? That you've gone into the self-censorship mode. Hell, that was longer than a couple of years ago. That had to have been almost 4 years ago. And it's a psychological operation. And I begged people to understand it for what it was and stand up and speak louder. Do not self-censor. There were people that stopped talking at their workplace because they didn't want to be labeled, or they didn't want to be harassed, or they didn't want to be poked fun at, or God forbid, they didn't want to get their job taken from them for maybe an unrelated issue, but still being picked on, and they wanted them out the door. And I told people this is the exact wrong thing to do. This is part of their intimidation and shut the hell up program.
But John, and I've said this before, and I always appreciate being able to come on your show, is that they are growing exponentially. We have a massive debt. Europe has a massive debt. Look at the limitations of freedom, free speech there, mm-hmm. even in Canada. You know, it's going to come here. The only way, we have to have a Rocky Marciano right to their jaw. You know, and I say that in the, trying to be funny, but we have to cancel the debt, John. You could be the next John Adams, who was the father of the revolution, just by saying we need to cancel the debt and then get a think tank, figure out how to do it. But we also have to we have to find a way. I don't know if you agree with this. I'm for fair enterprise. I'm for free enterprise, fair enterprise, common sense enterprise. I'm not for runaway capitalism, and I can't stand socialism. It doesn't work, but there's over 500 billionaires, and the more I look them up, I say, my God, they're part of that cartel,
mm-hmm.
and they're tied together. We have to go after their piggy bank. We have to cancel the debt, and I think that will give us more freedom, and we can work out, because I'm a blue collar guy, and I want to live in peace with my brothers and sisters around me in a diverse community. I mean, I have no choice. I live in a diverse community, and these puppet masters, they create the racial and the ethnic and the other strife, because that's who they are. That's who they've always been.
Yeah. Jeff, I've got a question for Jeff. Jeff, when you say cancel the debt, are you including all the debt, foreign debt also?
All the debt from fraudulent fractional banking, cancel it without repayment.
Okay. Because I'm thinking if you cancel all debt, you're going to throw yourself into a war. A world war is what you're going to throw yourself into.
No, you won't. No, you won't, because you have to do it internationally. There's blue-collar people around the world chomping at the bit
to do it together. And that same argument, Steve, is the one they used against Donald Trump going around the various countries. Just happened to be the ones that had an unfair trade advantage with the United States and us running $800 billion a year deficits, trade deficits. Pretty much the same thing was said about that. Oh, you'll start a trade war worldwide and that'll crash the markets. No, it will not. Go ahead, Jeff.
John, Steve, when you bring them down, you'll find out that they were no more than the wizard behind the curtain.
An example I've used many times. Yeah, no, I understand. I understand. But from where I'm sitting right now, I knew this is going to be a long, protracted war. There were going to be many battles to fight, and there was no guarantee of victory. The only guarantee of victory that I could even provide is to stay in the fight every single day. Politically, we got a break here, and many people view it to be the exact opposite by way of Donald Trump. What the guy did is bought us a little bit of time. And don't you think that the controllers, the manipulators, the liars that we see right now, this is their last gasp. They are doing any outrageous thing that they can think of. And the latest, of course, being the First Amendment. Probably the hallmark and the very centerpiece of our Constitution. You know, the Second Amendment was just there in case somebody wanted to take the first one away. You know, so this has been long and it's been protracted, and I knew it was going to last a long time. What I couldn't predict was the players that were going to pop up, how the events were going to unfold. But I do know this, in order to win this, we have to have our country back, and we have to have it unfettered by the gamesters, by the gangster banksters, by the middlemen that produce nothing. And that's the key to this whole thing.
Well, I'm going to send you some money, John. I've never sent you all any money.
Well, Jeff, I don't know what the hell you've been waiting for.
But hey, the other day I heard you had Darren on. I mean, look, you got a guy from Europe. You've had Ken O'Keefe on, another guy lived over in Europe. I think the message is spreading.
It needs to be diverse. And we'll see. Darren, I wasn't sure, was even going to be on this network, so I just simply said Friday. You see if this guy's serious about doing radio, offer him my program for Friday, and he showed up.
Yep.
Okay, so hopefully I can hang on to him. We've had many people that have come and gone. If you long-term listeners out there, just give it a few minutes reflection. Climb down your own memory hole and think about the people that we had on this network. Many different talk show hosts on many different subjects. The plethora of information that sometimes was almost overwhelming. But the point was that it was there and it was being offered. Jeff, I appreciate your offer for support. Thank you so much.
John, one of my favorites, God rest him, Bruce McCarthy.
Yeah. No.
Was awesome.
I know. I mean, these were people that were unheralded. They put their nose to the grindstone and did it repeatedly. Yeah. I was told as a young man growing up, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, you've got to remain consistent. Learn from your mistakes, but be consistent in your action. And I've tried to uphold that. And that's why I'm still here. God knows, people looking for excuses to get mad, pick up their bat and ball, and go home. I've had a million of them, but I won't yield to that. because I know what's at stake. I know what the long-term loss and gain is going to be. Either your freedom and your liberty and that of your children and their children's children's children, a hope and a prayer of living a halfway decent life, not in squalor, not in debt, not malnourished. Oh, my God. You know, this is one of the best countries to be born in. To watch it degrade into what we see today, for many people, is a good motivation. It has certainly been for me.
Yeah, right.
You know, I just...
Well, which brings me to that video you've got on the website right now, 5 minutes and 33 seconds, California Collapse. Amazing.
Yeah, and folks, go watch it. Recommend, email our stories to other, and don't do it on Facebook. Don't do it on mm-hmm. Twitter. Mm-hmm. Just do it person to person, concerned citizen to concerned citizen. They might be a relative. They might be friendly, they might be an unfriendly relative, but I've seen those tables turn as well. People begrudgingly putting down their personal triads and just saying, look, you know, I've been trying to tell you, and sheepishly getting the response back, well, I'm sorry I didn't listen to you before. You were right. We're right, they're wrong. The arguments on this program cannot be broken. And I stole that from another talk show host. But be that as it may, folks, please, I'm asking you to keep this network functioning. We'll do the rest. We just need a few dollars to keep it going. That's all the requirement that we have, just your support of this network. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate. That's the PayPal. That'll probably be one of the next things on the horizon that will affect us. We'll have our PayPal account canceled. I fully expect them to pull out all the stops, but while that's still functioning, go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, hit donate. That'll take you to the PayPal. You do not have to be a member of PayPal in order to make a donation, okay? Or here's our address here in Round Rock, and I've had to remind talk show hosts that we're not in Austin. We're making that distinction. We are in Round Rock, Texas, not Austin. At any rate, just simply mark it as RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664.
Well, you're still Austin for now.
I'm sorry?
You're still Austin for now. They're talking about renaming, right?
Yeah. And I doubt very much they're going to call it Alexville. God, by the way, the Austin Un-American Statesman did a number on him when he divorced his wife, Kelly, and they're certainly having a field day with the lawsuits and him being banned. The Austin Un-American Statesman, as I always have called it. Steve, I appreciate the time, my friend. I told you that we were going to be single subject today.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, I want to just put a shout out. Red State Radio, I've got Paul Preston on Sunday. We'll be talking about Agenda 21 and ICLEI and the North California fires. Please check this out. He's a great speaker. He's got some great information to
and
share.
What time is your program on?
2 to 4 p.m. Off the Beaten Path, Steve Elkins, Sunday.
And that's Central Time, not Eastern.
Eastern Standard.
Eastern Standard.
2 to 4 Eastern Standard Time. Yes.
So that would be what? Our time, 1 to 3, Central Standard Time. All right, Steve Elkins, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, John.
And thank you all for being here today. We will see you tomorrow.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.